Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It is Wednesday, the 25th. Is it the 25th? I think it is. Yeah, 25th of March 2015, and it's approximately 20 to 7 in the PM. I'm just nipping down to the village to obtain some milk. Some cow juice. And I thought I'd say hello as I was travailing. How are we all? I've just come off the phone to BT Care. It's only taken nearly 3 days to get them to call me, but they finally deigned to do their caring duty and call one of their very angry customers. So yes, just to recap, BT Engineer was supposed to come on Monday morning to install my Infinity Fibre Optic Super Fast Broadband, and appointment time was 8 to 1. He didn't turn up, and being an ex-service engineer myself, I understand that sometimes you get held up, things get delayed and that kind of thing. Not really a problem. I hung on and hung on, got to 2 o'clock and I still had another call. And I said, well, even if he's late, there's still no excuse for not ringing and letting me know. That's bad practice. So I thought, well, I'll just give them a call and find out what the hell's going on. And I got an automated message when I rang saying, oh, we're sorry that your call has had to be cancelled. We'll call you back when it's rescheduled. So, needless to say, I wasn't accepting that, and I pressed lots of buttons and eventually got to speak to a human person who assured me that my, basically told me the engineer had gone home because he'd done lots of work in the morning and he was a bit tired, so he'd gone home. Apparently he'd come to the end of his shift and just decided to bugger off and leave my job undone. Which, again, being an ex-service engineer, that would never have happened. We did every call that we were given. Unless, of course, the customer said, oh, I can't wait in for you, I'm going to have to go and rebook it. But we would make an effort to get to every call that we'd had booked in. But seemingly, no, BT engineers can just disappear whenever they feel like it, and then whatever. But apparently he also told his office that he'd phoned me at 12:30 to tell me that he wasn't coming, to break the bad news. Well, he hadn't, because I was here all day. I've got no missed calls, and, you know, so anyway... but I was assured by the person that I eventually spoke to on Monday afternoon that my job had been escalated to the highest priority and would be done as a high priority job, so it should be completed within the week, which still isn't great, but hey, you know, it's not the end of the world. I can cope with that. But more importantly, the complaint that I lodged about the engineer, I was assured had also been lodged as a high priority complaint, and that somebody should be speaking to me presently to discuss and resolve the issue, and that hasn't happened until 20 minutes ago, half an hour ago. So the issue isn't about getting the broadband in, it's about dealing with the lazy layabout liar of an engineer that they're employing. And judging by the to-ings and fro-ings on Twitter today, there are several other people who have experienced exactly the same thing, of engineers just not showing up and then claiming that they have called the customer to apologise when they actually haven't done so. So for a telecommunications company, engineers that are claiming to have called customers, when clearly it's easily proved that they haven't by a simple check of the phone records, it's quite a poor show, really. Quite a poor show. But, this lovely girl from BT Care has just phoned me, and she was very good. She listened to me rant and allowed the balloon to deflate. And then she has assured me that she will get the call, she will get the install done for me on Friday morning, and that she will deal with my complaint as well. Which again, you know, immediately, the call that I was offered when BT did call me back was for the 31st. Well, of course, if that was passed as a high priority job, why wasn't I given the Friday morning slot that this lady from customer care has just managed to nabble? It clearly wasn't put forward as a high priority job. And in fact, when I confronted her about that, she said, well, actually, there's nothing here to say it's a priority job. So I'm not only going to be gunning for the engineer's blood, but I'm also gunning for the little weasel who lied to me when I spoke to him in the office. And I have his name. So all being well, I should be getting my install done on Friday morning. But really, I'm not all that bothered, to be honest. My broadband works. I want it done, obviously. But that's not the issue. The issue is about the shoddy customer care and the fact that the customer, the engineer has tried to lie to make it out like I'm the one that's in the wrong. He's essentially basically said, I phoned at 12:30 and there was nobody at home. So basically he's trying to make out that I've reneged on the appointment, and I certainly didn't, you know. That's the frustrating thing. I don't like that. And bear in mind, you know, as I keep saying, 12 years as a service engineer, I have been punched, kicked, I've been threatened with knives, I've had dogs set on me, I've been physically dragged out of people's houses, I've been sworn at, abused, I've had my parentage brought into question, all kinds of things. But I have never, I would never lie about a customer like that. That's just bang out of order. I mean, it's out of order even if we'd had a confrontation, you know? But when he's never even met me, he doesn't know me from Adam, just to try and use me so he can get off work early is disgusting. Absolutely disgraceful. So I had to put the caveat in as well when she booked this call. I said, I'll just make sure that the engineer please gives me a call an hour before, just a little bit of courtesy, so I know that he's definitely coming. And secondly, make sure it's not that engineer who was supposed to turn up on Monday, will you? I said, because I will bounce him straight back out of the door. And she said, yes, I fully understand that. Well, I hope you do. So, yes. No excuse. But hey, it looks like at least I'm getting the install done, and wait and see what is going to happen about the complaint, because I won't let it lie. I won't let it lie. The thing is, I hate poor customer service and I love Twitter. So, and because BT Care have a very, very active Twitter account, it's just playing right into my hands, because I can just, if you ever look through my Twitter feed for the last 2 days, it's just me abusing BT Care. Yeah. And why the hell not? Because it's just not acceptable. It's not acceptable under any circumstances. It comes down to principle. So, that's that. Nailed and put to bed. I listened back to my little recording that I did yesterday with my boy on the cricket pitch. And I said in the comments today, in reply to Mac and Simon, thanks for your comments, guys. And also Sarah, I've just seen Sarah's commented as well, so thank you very much. It is appreciated. And as I said, it's kind of, I listened back last night and it just... Yeah, it was lovely, because obviously I'm with him all day, you know, and, you know, anybody who's got kids will tell you that, you know, quite often kids can be bloody irritating, and it's sometimes good just to take a step back and to listen to that from a sort of third person perspective was really good, because it just reminds you just how bloody lush he actually is, you know. He's really good. He's so funny. He really is. Yeah, it was a nice way to spend a couple hours yesterday. And it's not often we've done that over the recent months, just purely simply because it's been so blinking cold. And because I don't have the car, just getting somewhere like that when it's cold is a case of, you know, sticking him in the pushchair for like 20 minutes against his will, because he doesn't want to go in the pushchair because he can walk and stuff. But obviously, by the time we get to wherever we're going, he's already blooming freezing, you know. So the last thing he wants to do is sort of sit around or do anything, because he's freezing blooming cold. Whereas if you obviously take him somewhere in the car, then that half an hour or 40 minutes or whatever, he's out the car running around, and by the time he's cold, he's back in the car, sort of thing, you know. But yeah, it was lovely. It was nice to get out with him yesterday, and not very good. But we're looking to get a second car as well, which is quite cool. I've kind of said all along, since I gave up work over 2 years ago now, that I didn't want a car. I don't need a second car, really. You know, the village is like 10 minutes walk away, 15 minutes walk away, and I've got everything there that I need, really. You know, if I need any, you know, bits and bobs from the shops or whatever, I can get it all on foot. Obviously, when it's hoying it down with rain or as I say, freezing cold, it's not much fun for the little fella. But you know, it's not essential that we have a car, but we've just been thinking about it lately, and he's missing out on so much, because when my big lad was small, back in the early days, he was in sort of part-time childcare, and I used to work, I was self-employed, but I only used to take work like for 3 days, so I could have 2 days off with him, And on those days, obviously, I had transport. I had my van then, so we could go and do the shopping, and we could go and feed the ducks, and go for a drive out to a, like the tram museum or whatever. You know, we could go and do, you know, interesting stuff easily. You know, and little fella's missing out on all that. It's kind of weird that he's got, you know, he's got me as his parent with him all the time. He's not stuck in some baby factory, but. At the same time, he's not getting as much out of it as his big brother did, even in 2 days, because he's not getting to go to all the exciting, interesting places that his brother did. So, yeah, so we decided it's time to get under the wagon. So, I'm not be spending much money, but we've got our eye on a couple of bits and bobs. So, we just need to juggle around and release some money now. Money. Wouldn't it be better if we didn't have money? Well, it wouldn't. Going back to the bartering system, I'd probably have to swap a kid to get a car. is that one of those shopping irony things again? Anyway, right, I'm going to go because I need to get some stuff and I need to get back. And my wife is going out tonight, so that means I can do some Xbox gaming. Which will be, well, it's always a good thing. Always a good thing. Right, I will say bye-bye. Thank you very much for listening to me once again, and I hope you are well and happy, and I will speak to you all again very, very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.